Kale and Company weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
I sit here at 7 o'clock, an hour and a half before the show to get ready. And that's instead of sitting here and writing notes and listening to the great programming on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, I have these 10-pound weights next to me. So this is my hour and a half workout every week. It's only once a week, though, on Wednesdays. I'm going to have to come and sit down. I'm going to be jacked.
Tony Bruno.
Not jag off. Not jag off.
Jag right. off, yeah.
Or, you know, the jag off thing.
Yeah.
I used to call them strappers.
Yes.
You know, strappers is much more. It's more all-encompassing to call somebody a strapper instead of a jag off or a jerk off or, you know. By the way, that senator who's no one's ever heard from or seen from Rhode Island.
Mr. Reed.
What's his name? Mr. Jack Off Reed. His name is Jack. Coincidentally, his name is Jack Reed. Did you notice watching him? Because I watched the whole hearing yesterday. The guy looks, and most of these Democrats, these pasty white Democrats screaming like banshees, they all look like they work at a funeral parlor as an embalmer.
Oh.
That guy, he doesn't look like a guy who should be embalming corpses and will embalm Joe Biden after he gets the hell out of there. Anybody going to watch Joe Biden's 15-minute scripted final message to America? Haven't we seen enough? Haven't we suffered enough, Joe?
Yes.
He didn't even know what he was signing yesterday. They were just handing him stuff to sign, all these edicts about national parks. Did you see that video?
Yeah.
They're
unbelievable.
Just handing him stuff, and he doesn't even remember where to sign.
Nope.
And that's all he's done for 4 years is just sign stuff that's handed to him.
That's right. And sometimes I don't think he's even signing them. They probably have one of those little stampers with his signature as he's in, you know, because he's in bed at 5:30 p.m. He checks out halfway through the five. It's an outrage. Tony Bruno, dude, overhead presses right now.
Look at that with those 10-pound weights.
Always hated that exercise. Never.
How many reps?
How many?
The best line of Pete Hegseth yesterday was when he was asked about his routine, and he said he did 5 sets of 47 push-ups. Did anybody get that reference?
5 sets of 47?
Oh, 47 being Trump.
Oh,
you get it? You get it?
How about
of course,
that?
Maisie Hirono was the only one who got that because she has to be, without a doubt, the dumbest human being ever elected into any office at any level, state, local, national. They keep re-electing her in Hawaii. Those people out there, you talk about insane.
Mm-hmm.
She has to be. I mean, and there's a lot of dumb people in Congress.
Yeah.
But Maisie Hirono takes the cake.
Just when you thought
she's on any panel. How she's on any important panel, any important... It's just a joke. The best part of the hearing was the compilation of all the screaming women
in
the one box.
That's the best.
Phil, can you do that? It's cut four, if you will. That's how we started the show off this morning. Yeah, roll it, Phil.
Yeah, we're used to screaming.
Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Did you get an audit that they deserve because they signed on the dotted line? Yes or no?
Tony, that was actually footage of me at Thanksgiving, surrounded by my mother-in-law and her sisters.
You know, watching sports television, we're used to four jagoffs screaming in boxes on TV. Guys, right? Four guys screaming at each other in boxes on every channel you turn on. Now we have screaming women, the most unattractive, the most idiotic, the most clueless broads anywhere. Are the dumb Democratic women in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House. I heard you guys talking about our fine Pennsylvania members of Congress in the House who all voted against protecting women from creepy guys in locker rooms and trying to take their jobs and their titles. Imagine that. Imagine, and you've seen our distinguished pasty white blondes in Pennsylvania, too. We got some real whack jobs. It's not just California or all these other states. I mean, Pennsylvania has elected some of the dumbest people as well.
Yeah.
And they're really bad, bad people.
I thought the insanity stopped on the West Coast when you reached the Pacific, leaving California. Who knew that Hawaii, across the Pacific, 5 hours later, was actually more out of touch until we found Hirono.
They have two U.S. senators as well, Brian Schatz and Maisie Hirono, and every single Democrat. By the way, I don't even know who were the two Democrats that actually voted yes for the Blake and Riley bill yesterday, or the women in sports.
One dude from Texas, and was it Queller? Henry Queller?
Cuellar. Henry Cuellar in California?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine a party so deep into a cult. They always talk about cults.
Mm-hmm.
This is a cult. When every single member of one party, with two exceptions, 109, vote the same way, and people who voted for Trump are a cult. What are they? What are the cults of people who all read from the? They had their folders out yesterday where they all had their own turn. I bet you they had Maisie Hirono on her page, and then she turns to it in their binders. I thought the binder was gone.
Oh.
They still have binders.
Yes. I'm going to miss the binder and Deuce Mann going at it in that press briefing.
Absolutely.
Room. Epic television. All right, Tony.
I can't wait for Jim Acosta to go back into the room and now be a tough guy again against Trump when he goes to the White House press briefings.
Well, no, Caitlin Collins will be the tough guy. She's going to be back on the beat now, yeah.
She's more manly than Jim Acosta anyway.
Some would say she's Scott Pressler. So let me get your thoughts on a couple of other issues. Let's go to California.
Eagles!
Yeah, we'll get to the Eagles. I mean,
let's get it back to the Eagles.
You've lived many years in California, and we haven't spoken with you since last Wednesday, and we've gone from, well, it's climate change, to it's an electrical issue, to it's failed leadership, to it's politics. I'm the only one on the show that actually believes this is it for Gavin Newsom. I think his career is over after this. What do you think?
You know how you can tell his career is over? If you're on X, Twitter, Josh Shapiro has been super active on Twitter. Have you noticed? Mm-hmm. Like every hour he's tweeting out things about what he's done for Pennsylvania. And how, you know why? He smells the blood in the water. He knows that Gavin Newsom is done. And he knows that he got shafted by the Democrats when it came to the VP pick. And so what happens? He now knows this will elevate him into the front runner for 2028, because you're absolutely right, Nick. I lived in LA 11 years. I paid taxes, all of the places. In fact, last Wednesday when I was on with you guys, that's when the whole thing started with the fires. And, and I was going crazy then about how bad this is going to be and how bad it looks, because I lived in LA. I've seen fires. I would drive home at night and see fires off the 405 and all the brushes. So no matter what, and now all of a sudden Gavin Newsom's saying he wants Trump to come out there to see it, but then he hates Trump because Trump's not giving him carte blanche. So you can't have it all these ways. The people of California are finally waking up. Because you remember, Gavin Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. And so when Nancy Pelosi and her husband were running Baltimore politics for decades, and then Nancy said, enough of Baltimore, let's get the hell out of here, let's go to California, she moved to San Francisco, built up her power as the most powerful person in the state, got to be Speaker of the House, is 84 years old, and she's still out there with a walker in Washington, D.C. She's the one who anointed her nephew, Gavin Newsom, as first an assistant district attorney and then the mayor of San Francisco. And then they pushed him up to L.A. and he became the governor of California eventually. And he is. And when we talk about bad white, you know, it's funny. They never talk about white guys in power who are Democrats. You know, all these white guys, these white rich guys are bad. Gavin Newsom, white guy in California destroying the state, is okay. He's the next. He's the chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
He is the American psycho. What he's done to that state is a sin. It really is. Because I've been watching some of the videos when I drove my mother when she came out. I took her on the Pacific Coast Highway to have shrimp on the beach. You know, it's just an amazing place. Now, the politics, you know, by the way, politicians have nothing to do with the God-made beauty of the state of California. I mean, it is one of the most spectacular places on earth. And so when you live in a place for 11 years and you get to see all those great places, and you get to go to all those amazing places that God made,
mm-hmm.
not Gavin Newsom, not the Democrats, not the Republicans, to see it look like, it looks like Gaza. You know, you should just put up a picture of all the places that have been destroyed in the last 4 years, whether it's war zones or fire zones. This is all on Gavin Newsom, Joe Biden, and his people who have run the United States into the ground. Monday can't come soon enough.
I agree. I agree. 5 days away. Tony Bruno with us as he is every Wednesday here on Talk Radio 1210. So let's get to a couple of things. Speaking of Monday and Trump, the Philadelphia Inquirer wrote an op-ed yesterday. We talked about it. How they said basically that pandering and cozying up John Fetterman to Mar-a-Lago and being in Trump's good graces is not a good look. Yet here it is. Here we are. You know, I mean, Fetterman wants to, you know, be pro-Israel, Republican point of view. He wants to have a secure border, Republican point of view. He's not a Republican, but he has some common sense viewpoints. And it's foolish to me if we want our politicians to find common ground and get things accomplished, why you would resist that. That would be like me and a Democrat comes up and says, hey, Nick, tomorrow's Thursday. And I disagree with him and I fight him tooth and nail on it when common sense says, yes, tomorrow is Thursday. Politics be damned. Now the Philadelphia Inquirer trying to rip Fetterman, saying it's a bad look. I don't know what his motive and agenda is, but I don't think it's a bad look, Tony.
How is it a bad look to cooperate and realize that there's a new president coming in and everybody wants, you know, he's inviting them down to Mar-a-Lago. He's having them come in. You don't even have to like Fetterman. You don't have to like Fetterman or Trump. But that showed you why the Philadelphia Inquirer, like most major newspapers, especially the Boston Globe, the Inquirer, the Chicago Tribune, even the L.A. Times is waking up.
Yeah.
Even the guy in charge of the L.A. Times realizes that newspapers writing opinion pieces and endorsing candidates is absolutely stupid. The guy who runs the L.A. Times said they made a mistake. They should not have endorsed Gavin. You know, they should not have endorsed Karen Bass.
Yep.
But do you think any of these strappers at the Inquirer can't even give subscriptions away? They're still trying to sell me 6 months of the Philadelphia Inquirer online for $1.
$1.
$1 for a six-month digital subscriptions. That can't pay Will Bunch's bar tab for a week. I mean, the Philadelphia Inquirer is an absolute laughingstock. It's an embarrassment of a newspaper, and anybody who pays a dime to watch it, read it. The only reason people buy the Sunday Inquirer, they buy it on Monday for the food coupon sessions. That's what they do.
And the boss
They
calls.
Sell the Philadelphia Inquirer in the dollar stores so that they because that's how they get rid of them. Talk about wasting a paper and digital airspace. The Philadelphia Inquirer is absolute garbage.
And if you've been wondering.
It pains me to say that. Yeah. I used to love reading the Inquirer.
Yeah. I wrote for Philly.com for a little bit in 2015. If you've been wondering, for 6 months for a dollar, you do a dollar divided by 180 days. That comes out to 0.005 cents per day. I still wouldn't pay.
And that's paying too. Even that's a little too much for me right now. We're in tough times here, you know.
That doesn't even factor
in inflation. Eggs are back to $8 a dozen. Why would I pay 1 cent a day for the Philadelphia Inquirer? I'd rather give it to some starving kid in Biafra than give it to the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yeah.
I'd rather give it to Act Blue and the Obama bros on that Pod Save America fiasco.
Yeah. I'd rather stick that dollar in Karen Bass's purse and say, take it to Ghana and give it to them. Then before I'd give it to
you. I thought you were going to say
something. By the way, did you see the pictures of her partying in Ghana the day? She went to Ghana on the 2nd of January. This, as the reports were coming in about the annual event of the Santa Ana Winds, she still said, oh, I'm going to Ghana.
She was asked about it yesterday. Phil, this is cut 20. She was asked about it yesterday, and she said she doesn't regret her overseas trip.
No.
Mind you, they had already had a press conference saying that there were going to be catastrophic fires, these winds. Like, this was a recipe for disaster. They held this press conference. They knew it was coming, and she leaves. Mm-hmm. This is what she said, Roa, Phil.
Looking back, would you have taken that trip overseas?
You know, I am going to focus today
Can I ask you one question about
Get out of my face.
No.
I'm turning my back on you now.
No.
No, she doesn't know. And here's the worst part. Not only was she out of town, but her deputy mayor, the person who's supposed to be next in line, was actually arrested. He had the FBI raid his house because he threatened to blow up City Hall. So the two people in charge of the city of Los Angeles, one was in Ghana, one was basically excommunicado because he was arrested for threatening to blow up City Hall. That's the people running one of the fifth biggest economy on. And it pains me to say this. I don't, you know, I still have a lot. I paid massive amounts of taxes to live in L.A. for 11 years. You know, I owned a house in L.A. And so I still own a house in Philly. So, you know, when you live in places and you get to be there more than a month or a year, 11 years is a long time. I mean, that was a bulk of my career spent out there. And it's sad to see what's going on. But who could not have predicted this when you have these types of lowlives? The American psycho himself, Gavin Newsom, still in charge. He shouldn't be running. He shouldn't be running a hot dog stand in downtown L.A.
Yes. And if he did, he would never have the right condiments.
Mustard.
Can I? Well, you know what he would need? Yeah, mustard.
Exactly.
Can I say this? He was asked yesterday, and he is still on the – this is Gavin Newsom. This is Cut 25.
Yeah.
He's still on the track that it's dangerous for Elon Musk and Trump to say that our reservoirs aren't full. Roll this, Phil.
What's not, I think, helpful or beneficial is the string of consciousness. These wild-eyed fantasies that somehow the state water project, we have reservoirs that are at or near historic highs, full, completely full. That somehow there's a magical spigot in California, Northern California, that just can be turned on, and all of a sudden there'll be rain or water flowing everywhere. It's not helpful. It's damaging to the very foundation of the notion of what are facts, what are truths. And the fact of that asymmetry, that's profound and consequential, amplified by people like, let's be candid, Elon Musk and others. And that 1-2 punch is real. And it's not just about this fire. And that's a hurricane force winds of mis and disinformation that can divide a country on a myriad of issues. Mm. This is serious.
Yeah, misinformation divides the country.
Misinformation.
Your party calling Trump Hitler doesn't divide people.
Yeah, but that's not it. Let's go to just recently. Here is Gavin Newsom sitting with Karen Bass and the woman who should be fired on day two. Everybody keeps saying day one.
Right.
Day one is for partying, celebrations, balls. Well, I mean, it's got to be you got to start now.
Yeah.
It's going to start next Tuesday, the 21st. Mm-hmm. Monday is a day of celebration, a day for liberals' heads to explode because people are appearing and singing patriotic songs at the inauguration.
Yes.
You know, that's going to make heads explode.
Yes, yes.
But the good thing, but here's, he was sitting in his, Joe Biden was sitting in his office, in the Oval Office, with Kamala Harris, and I think that was Jill Biden in that, remember? And they're all in a box on a big screen, and then Joe Biden tells Gavin Newsom, listen, man, not a joke, not a joke. The electricity had to be turned off.
Not
so the electric powered fire hydrants weren't running because they had turned the electricity off. And Gavin Newsom's nodding in approval.
Mm-hmm.
That's not misinformation or disinformation. The fire hydrants were empty because the electricity was turned off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the reservoir that's most important to the Pacific Palisades that Santa
Inez was
bone dry.
That thing was drier than the pool that Ralph Macchio moved to in the beginning of Karate Kid with his mom.
You are insane.
It was drier than all of the women senators.
Willing
T. Hexeth yesterday.
Abort. Eagles.
One more time, Phil. Cut four, if you will.
Let's hear it for the girls.
This is my favorite.
Let's hear it for the girls.
She's an authority. Yes or no? Trans organizations help our veterans not know the damn thing that they deserve because they signed on the dotted line.
Sorry.
Shimmy, ladies, let's hear it for the girls. Remember that song? Let's hear it for the boys.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of a panel of insufferable females, let's go to The View, shall we?
Oh, boy. Do we have to?
Yeah, because Tony referenced it. I know he loves his little segues. So let's get to, we talked about this, Carrie Underwood. She'll be performing at Trump's inauguration. Everybody melting down over the biggest act in country, not named Taylor Swift, showing up for a MAGA celebration. And Joy Behar lost her ever-loving mind on The View. If you think she lost her mind on this, imagine what she was thinking when she saw Pete Hegseth talking. Phil, let's roll this clip.
I wouldn't do it, even though I
you
can't
sing. You would not sing?
No, I would not. I would not normalize him. And she says, I love our country. How do you love your country and support and normalize somebody who was a convicted felon who really wants to destroy the country, in my opinion? I don't understand how you say you love your country at the same time as you normalize this convicted felon, which I can say now every day.
A lot of my family voted for Trump. They love the country and vote for him. I think that people make these decisions
fine.
For a lot of
okay,
reasons.
Okay, fine. And I would not be the person to say don't do it, because I believe in free speech and everything. About it. I personally would not do it.
Well, there you go, Tony. Free speech absolutist Joy Behar, your thoughts?
Yeah. Sitting next to a woman whose husband was just nailed on a RICO charge and calls everybody else criminals, right?
Oh, that's the greatest story ever.
Yes.
Mr. Hostin.
Yeah, Mr. Hostin, the doctor allegedly performing unnecessary surgeries.
Yep.
I wonder if those were like transgender mutilation surgeries.
This is why people don't pay it. They don't even know. Like, I guarantee you people in Rhode Island don't even know that that Jack guy is their U.S. senator. People don't pay attention.
Agreed, yeah.
They don't know who their senators are. They don't know who their representatives are. People don't care. Yep. They just want to live, be happy, and not worry about this minutia.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, especially in a presidential election year, you got to pay attention to this stuff. But you see yesterday why elected officials have no business. Because that's all they none of them could do anything but be politicians. Now, some of them have come from, private industries, and then they become, some of them have good intentions. But once they get in, they owe so many people so many favors for funding them, giving them money. That's what happens. When you're indebted to somebody for helping you become a politician, you will always be indebted to them, and you will always do what they tell you to do.
Yes,
and that's the problem with politics.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people stay in there for 30, 40, 50 years.
Yep.
Why would you do that?
Yep.
If it's about, because they come in broke and they leave multimillionaires making $170,000 a year.
Yep.
I made more money than that, and I'm not sitting here on $15 million. I'm not sitting on $15,000 right now.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, look, in politics, you enter poor, you walk out a millionaire. It's like just like radio. You enter poor and you walk out poor.
Exactly. Well, no, you enter poor like I did. You make it. You move to L.A. You're making, six figures. And then you get a divorce. And then you're broke and you're back in Philly.
Yeah.
And then you move to Florida.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's why you got to get
mustard. It's the circle. It's the cycle of life.
Cycle of life.
What is it? The circle of life.
Right. Right.
The circle
it's the wheel of fortune.
Life.
That's right.
It's the wheel of fortune.
But not, but not
Pat,
a jag off.
But with Pat Sajak, not Seacrest.
Exactly. Has anybody watched the new Wheel of Fortune
Funny you say that. I've actually watched it twice in the last 2 weeks because the college football playoff games were on ABC. So I put it on a little bit early expecting a pregame show, and I got Seacrest and Vanna White. And I know you've had your Seacrest rants in the past. That dude offers nothing, yet he's got 42 jobs. I don't get the Seacrest thing, Bruno.
Because he's not.
Because he's harmless.
Yeah,
he'll do whatever he needs to do.
Yeah,
Tony's right.
Yeah, he's not going to say anything.
He's got the loyalty.
Sajak has the best thing about Pat Sajak. Not only is he a legend and did that show forever, but he's got such a great wit. If you watch his Twitter,
yeah.
I mean, he says stuff without saying stuff. He's just a brilliant, brilliant guy.
Yeah.
And, he's done a lot of stuff in the community down in Annapolis. I mean, he's a big muckety-muck in the Annapolis, Maryland area. And that's where he lives. He used to commute out to L.A. to tape those shows and then go back to Anne Arundel County in Maryland. That's good Anne Arundel knowledge.
That's right. Right. And it's very important how you pronounce that. It's Anne Arundel, not Anne Arundel, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
The pronunciation or is Greg Gutfeld referring to the Panama Canal. He calls it the Panac Anal.
Yeah.
See, it's a Panama.
Right.
But then you put the C in there.
Panac Anal.
The Panac. So all the words are in there, but you have to separate them.
Yeah, it's like Celebrity Jeopardy with the categories across the top, right? Appetit Déjeuner. Will Ferrell. If you don't know it,
Eagles.
Get the
by the way, Eagles are 6-point favorites over the Rams on Sunday.
Yeah.
I was surprised when I saw that line.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rams are really a good team.
I mean,
you saw them. They poor Minnesota. They had to deal with Tim Walz, their tampon governor. They had to deal with the Vikings getting smoked on Monday night in the elimination game with 14 wins.
Yep.
They could have been the number one seed. Now they're going home, back to Minnesota in the cold. And they also have, you know, they also have like the worst politicians who didn't show up for work. The Democrats in the Minnesota House did not show up for work yesterday because they were upset that the Republicans were going to nominate a African-American woman as the Speaker of the House.
Oh.
And they're the ones, all these virtues, Tim Walz and his wife and his wacky daughter and all of those miscreants in Minnesota, they elected this guy, and all he has done is destroyed. I don't know if you've seen the clips of Minnesota, the Minnesota House.
Yep.
The Democrats didn't show up for work yesterday. Tim Walz is blaming the Republicans for the fact that the Democrats didn't show up to do their jobs yesterday.
Sam Darnold hasn't shown up to do his job for the last month. Is that on Trump and Republicans as well?
No, that's on. Listen, the guy had a great year. Unfortunately, as they find out on VH1's Behind the Music, then something went terribly, terribly wrong. The guy went from a $100 million contract ready to be signed a couple of weeks ago to being a free agent that will be in the what's the winner? The new summer league now? It's not the XFL, the UFL, the LOL, whatever the new football combination is.
Yeah.
By the way, Nick, I know you're a big college football fan.
Yes.
Will anybody remember when the national championship game is going to be played? They haven't played in 2 weeks. These kids could have graduated or could have transferred. Are you allowed to transfer to another team?
No.
Like, can Notre Dame pick up more players from other teams that don't want to be there anymore?
You cannot, because
the transfer portal.
Trump signed an executive order banning that on Inauguration Day. You know, I got a final thing, and then we got to get out of here for to pay some bills. And Bruno's going to stick around for just a little longer. What is the bigger thing that you're looking at Sunday? The actual football game, whether or not A.J. Brown reads the number one New York Times best-selling book on the sideline when he's not getting the amount of targets he likes from Jalen Hurts, or the fact that this girl that was called a stupid C-word is trying to make her way back to Philadelphia to be there this Sunday and probably go and bait more men into calling her derogatory words. What will you be paying attention to Sunday?
I'll be paying attention to the game and my man Mike Tirico doing the broadcast on a Sunday. You know, Sunday night football will be actually on Sunday afternoon because that's the NBC game of the week. By the way, the Eagles game last weekend had the highest audience of any wild card game in forever.
Wow.
They had like 36 million people
really?
Watching that Eagles game. Yeah.
The Eagles
games. Exactly. Even John Fetterman now has abandoned the Pittsburgh Steelers, and so has everybody else in Pittsburgh.
Good night, everybody.
The terrible tags. Yeah, those terrible towels are now being used to mop up snow water in your foyer. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. All right, Tony Bruno's going to hang with us on the other side. We'll come back, get a big three from Dawn, and then what's on the cut sheet part due. And Tony's going to pump some iron during the break. So let's keep the film rolling, Phil.
Film will roll during the commercial break.
And... will Tony get five sets of 47 reps in?
Uh-oh.
Stay tuned to find out. First, a word from our friends at the Piazza Auto Group. Oh, yeah, 2025, and we're starting the year off. It's, you know, 22 degrees. We've had some snow. Perfect time if you're in the market for an SUV, right? Honda Prologue, Honda's first all-electric SUV with plenty of space to put your barbells and your dumbbells if you want to do some exercising as you're going from point A to point B, or you're stuck in the Schuylkill, right?
That's why you have to do this.
It's unbelievable, right?
That's why you have to keep watching us during the YouTube.
A range of almost...
I'll do my squats.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, my little... Yeah.
Range of 300 miles. Tony Bruno showing his range right now. We're going to have to get Bruno an electrical charging kit because he's going to crash and burn in about 9 seconds. And it's got charging options to choose from, including the portable charging kit for when you're on the go and you're doing dumbbell presses in your radio studio. You can lease the Prologue today for as low as $229 per month. Even Tony Bruno can afford that, $229 per month. Visit Piazza Honda in Philadelphia, Pottstown, Springfield, Reading, or Langhorne for details. And you can shop online at PiazzaHonda.com. You won't get dumbbells, but you will get a good deal. And tell them Nick sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Maha, we're making America and Philadelphia healthy again.
Yeah.
And that was a rigorous workout. You know, I don't advise anybody to start with a high-intensity workout like we were performing here today. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Just and Dawn was doing squats in the studio.
Yes, yep.
I mean, this is what this is what public service is all about.
That's right.
Gentlemen. Yep.
Dawn's doing squats in the studio. She bench presses with the boys. Tony's got the dumbbells. Stalker is up his lifting and cardio. And I've scaled back my booze to from two doubles a day to one. We're all trying to live a healthier
life. Because,
you
know, you can't drink and do radio or be a United States senator or cheat on your wife.
Right.
Well, you can in the United States Senate because they have a slush fund to pay for all the damage that you've done. Yeah.
Amazing.
Kale and Company, more than just a talk radio show. We are a lifestyle destination.
Thank you.
How about that?
Yep.
Put that on a shirt, Bruno. See if we can sell those.
I'm going to have a new fitness video. You know, Jane Fonda, so she's shot now.
Yeah.
We need new men to show.
It's true.
You know, and I'll put on my wife beater next week. Because, yep. You know, it was 75 here yesterday. It's only 60 today. I think we should have radio people, instead of looking like slovenly bums and bumettes. For the women out there, people want to see action.
Sweating to the oldies with Tony Bruno.
Yeah,
you can take you can take the place of the deceased Richard Simmons.
There you go.
Put the little short shorts on.
Yeah.
Who wears my hot pants from back in the Philly 70s days. Remember when they had the hot pants girls out there, the hot pants patrol?
Mm-hmm.
Your balls are showing.
Bring them back. Bring them back.
Remember the late 80s and the early 90s with the Umbro shorts?
Umbros.
We got to bring Umbros back.
Yeah, make Umbros great.
You know what I'm saying? I used to rock
the parachute pants. You have parachute pants on top of the short shorts.
Right.
You know the WNBA 1970s Dr. J era?
Oh,
they all wore those
goodness.
Short shorts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
By the way, the 76ers last night, after giving up on the downtown arena, decided to play at the old arena on 45th and Market Street, since they have a team that they put on the floor last night that couldn't beat Villanova. And Villanova's lost two straight games.
Yeah.
Did you see the lineup the Sixers ran out there last night? Boy, not only did they give up on the arena downtown, they gave up on basketball.
I have too. I'm convinced I will never see. Because, Tony, keep in mind, I was born in 84. Sixers last title, 83. Flyers last one, 74-75. I've never seen a winner sport championship in my lifetime in 41 years. And I only got 20 years left, as we've established on this show. I don't think I'm going to see it anytime soon.
You saw the Phillies. You saw the Phillies and you saw the Eagles.
Yes, but winter sports, Sixers, Flyers, never in my lifetime. And it won't happen.
I had a full head of hair when the Flyers were winning Stanley Cups.
My old man did too. Yeah. All right, let's get to some of the news. It's time for a Dawn Stenzel and Big Three at 9:26.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
And Big Three at Nine, number one, you've heard of the IRS. What about the ERS?
Uh-oh.
So President-elect Donald J. Trump announcing he will create an external revenue service.
I was going to say, can we guess on what the E stands for?
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I was going to say it's certainly not equity.
No.
No.
Okay.
External revenue service and an external revenue office upon his return to the White House that will collect all foreign source revenue, such as tariffs. So he talks about the IRS, and for too long he says we relied on taxing our great people using the IRS. Now he wants to create he's announcing the external revenue service to collect tariffs, duties, and all revenue.
Duty.
Thank you, Mr. DeSantis.
That comes from foreign sources.
Okay.
Number two, bye-bye Biden, retiring president. And yes, he is retiring, finally, from political office. So Biden releasing his farewell letter tonight. He will have a farewell address, but saying it has been the privilege of my life.
Who's next?
Yeah, it'd be Trump. Trump's next. 5 days, sir.
So he released his bye-bye, the farewell letter, before this evening's farewell address.
8 p.m. Eastern, I believe, is the time.
And it starts...
I think it's like 10 minutes. It's only going to be like 10 minutes if he can get through 10 minutes. But the bigger story is MSNBC, whose executive quit yesterday.
Rashida has the
final interview, the final televised interview with Stop the Hammering Larry, Lawrence O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah.
And I think after that interview with Lawrence O'Donnell, they should just go to black, as they say. They should put After what's-her-name goes on, Joy Reid finishes her show tonight before Lawrence O'Donnell's big sit-down last interview with Joe Biden. They should have the remember the late at night they would turn off the TV and they would have a, what is it called?
They'd go dark.
Or the test patterns.
No, not the snow. They would put like a test pattern.
Yeah.
That's right, a test pattern on the screen.
Yeah.
And then they would go off the air. I think MSNBC may go dark by next Tuesday. I'm not someone who makes predictions, but I think they may go out of business by next Tuesday.
Do we have in the system the stop the hammering?
I'm trying to find it.
The hammering.
I say that every morning with the building that's being built.
The hammering.
Yeah. Kind of do the big take, and I got guys out there with steel barriers and little sledgehammers.
By the way, the word
I've
of
got the, all the drops from. I have all the drops somewhere of that great meltdown. You know, Bill O'Reilly's classic.
Yep.
But the one, there's a woman in my ear talking right now, and I have no idea what she's saying. You talk about lunatics.
The word of the day,
basically.
The word of the day today is jagoff, and Lawrence O'Donnell epitomizes the word jagoff.
That's a good point.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll do it live.
Wait, number three in our big three, waiting to say I do. According to the latest U.S. Census Bureau statistics, when you look at Pennsylvanians waiting to take the plunge until later in life. So according to the U.S. Census Bureau in Pennsylvania, in the Commonwealth, the median age of those getting married for the very first time, this is not a second marriage or a third marriage, it's the first time in the Commonwealth, 30.3, and that is the latest that they're waiting until at least 30 and 3 months to get married for the first time. So it was previously 28 years old. And when we look at all the different, let's see, California, D.C., New York residents, they are waiting until at least 31 to get married for the first time. The youngest are Utah, Idaho, and West Virginia. They are the youngest at around 26-ish, maybe 12,
I thought it was like 14 in West Virginia. The age of consent in West Virginia.
So red states getting married at a younger age than blue states, no surprise. And also, you're right, Don, you said the plunge. I would say that marriage is like the polar plunge. So I would. My advice would be, as far as saying you do,
don't.
It's like drugs. Don't.
The best part of those 30-year-olds getting married, they can just have their reception in their parents' house, and mom will just put out a plate. You know, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to go to Aldi's or, you know, Costco or Sam's Club.
Yeah.
You know, get some cold cuts.
Yep.
You know, buy some already pre-made meatballs, some cannolis, and then call it a night.
That's right.
You know, just, no big halls.
Yep.
You know, I was married in, like, some school hall, not some, some wedding hall in the Northeast.
Yeah.
You know, back in the 70s, we're
going
to go back to those days.
Yeah.
When it's just, you know, hey, make yourself a plate, sit down, shut up, and get out.
Just avoid the boar's head.
And now when the bride and groom walk around before they leave the wedding, you know, with the bride has the little silk purse where you walk around and say goodbye to everybody before you get the hell out of your own wedding. Do people still do that?
Yeah, and live at home like Fetterman
did. And you get the envelope.
Did. Yeah.
And you put the envelope and you have it slide in there. Now, did you do that? Dawn, did you go around with the envelope?
No.
No.
We didn't.
No, Dawn's got class.
I was married at, we were married at St. Philomena's in Delaware County, Lansdowne.
I was married at the ECW Arena.
St. Phil's.
ECW! Joey Styles screamed,
Joey Styles did my wedding vows.
Yes.
You kidding me?
Oh, my God!
All right, Don. I'm sorry to hijack all
so,
this.
No, that was so...
That was three.
So that's your big three. Marriage. We've got Biden's bye-bye. And by the way, underway right now as we're speaking, Pam Bondi preps for the hot seat as Senate confirmation hearings continue today.
Wow.
Big three.
How about that?
Company.
All right. There you go. Thank you very much, Dawn. So Joe Biden tonight at 8 o'clock, when he wraps up his 7-minute pre-recorded speech, he'll probably end with,
if I were smart, I'd say thank you and leave.
And I am smart. I am going to leave right now, but just temporarily, because Stocker says we have commercials to play. We will come back.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to bed right now. Do we have that clip, too?
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Okay. You know, that's one of the few I don't have. But are you done? Are we done with you for the day?
Never.
I don't know. You ask me. I'm here.
I don't know. You want to stick around?
I can feel it now.
He can hang out.
I can feel all the blood flowing now. I can feel my my biceps and triceps swelling. I'm going to be swole.
He's swole.
As the kiddies say.
By spring training. Remember, Phillies pitchers, Phillies spring training in a month.
That's right.
I will be swole when I head up to Clearwater for Phillies spring training.
That's right.
All action.
Stay swole. Just don't stay woke. Kale and Company.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
What's on the cut sheet?
I do. So there's an update on the Los Angeles Fire Department. This is Cut 24. This video made the rounds on social media. In case you were wondering what they're up to, this is a real clip. This person identifies as the pronouns of she, her. You have to watch this video. You have to watch this video. The fact that the L.A. Fire Department is worrying about this crap.
Yeah.
Roll it.
My name is Captain Jennifer Wilcox. My pronouns are she, her. I am a Caucasian female wearing a black shirt uniform with eyewear and a black hat.
There you go.
Nobody cares, man. Nobody cares what you're wearing.
How was she not the vice presidential pick for Joe Biden?
How did she not beat Mayor Pete out for Department of Transportation?
Yeah.
Some people will never find out that answer.
This L.A. City Councilwoman said that large swaths of L.A. have no emergency response resources available. So when Gavin Newsom says, it's fake news, all these reservoirs not having water in them, we have plenty of water here in the state of California, roll it.
There are large swaths of the city with no emergency response resources available.
Are we going to be having the same conversation next year and the year after?
We can't. We can't. I think that people are rightly upset, not only that this happened, but there is a sense that we as local leaders needed to do more for them.
Hmm.
I feel like I let them down.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
And I've been screaming about it from the day I came in.
Oh, it's a screaming.
And so I think there is an obligation of us to not let this be for nothing. I think this has to be the wake-up call.
Mm. As Ricky Waters once said, no pun intended, for who, for what. Lots of screaming, very little solutions. Sometimes it actually is beneficial if you listen to people, quote, below you that say, maybe we should utilize this or add that or do more of this so we can prevent something from happening. And you get dismissed. And then you're like, well, I told you so, sir.
You know what? That was the first public official who even remotely came close to acknowledging that they screwed up and were not prepared.
Yep. Yes.
Right?
100%.
Other than the fire commissioner,
right,
who went on, you know, CNN, and then she threw the mayor under the bus, and then the mayor had to call her in, and there were reports that she was being fired, but they patched things up because they know that they're all responsible for being incompetent.
Right. And then when we talk about the buses and we talk about California, you know that they are.
I love electric school buses.
Right, not gas-powered, electric.
Right. Boy, anyway, you can cram those things in. You do, don't
I've got
you?
The Bruno in me today. It all comes from Bruno, folks. Everything with the drops
it's all
and the
timing.
Board.
It's all timing.
That's the remnants.
People want production value.
Yeah. Thank you.
Production value is important when you're doing a radio show.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You know, Sean Farish walks around his living room imitating Trump. Every now and then on a Wednesday around 3:30 when I see my wife, I'll randomly imitate Tony Bruno as I go out to the kitchen.
Exactly.
It's a true story.
By the way, big day today. Pam Bondi and Lil Marco Rubio will have their confirmation hearings today.
Yep. Florida front and center today, sir.
Damn right.
This fire union chief breaks down on CNN talking about how the staffing shortfalls of his department and how he's been warning about this. Roll Cut 27.
Not long before deadly wildfires broke out in Los Angeles, firefighters were sounding the alarm about major staffing shortfalls inside the city's fire department.
Our There's nothing they could have done,
correspondent
though,
Kyung Lah, digging into the story for us. Kyung, a new CNN analysis backs up those concerns about staffing. Tell us more.
You know, we've heard sort of the back and forth about fire budgets involving the current mayor, but this is an issue that precedes this mayor. This is years in the making. The fire department has warned of dire consequences, saying that they need more money. They need more firefighters. And they warned of this as recently as last month.
At that commission meeting, you said it's dire. Someone will die.
It's eerie listening to your words because that's what occurred. So it's... Let me just take a minute. Sorry.
Fire Captain Freddie Escobar.
You're not supposed to make me cry.
Wow.
35-year veteran of the Los Angeles Fire Department wishes he'd been wrong. And this had not happened.
It's amazing.
It really is. I mean, the writing was on the wall. The warnings were given. I mean, we're only 15 days into the new year. And between the terror attacks in New Orleans, the attack in Vegas at the hotel, and then the wildfires in California, how many of these tragedies, whether you want to say were completely, you're not going to prevent wildfires, but, I mean, the damage could have been minimized substantially if you just were prepared. Same thing in New Orleans. Remember the chief of police. Oh, I didn't know we had those hydraulic barriers in the garage. My God, we're 15 days in, and the ineptitude is astounding.
It is. It is.
Yep.
And the thing is, living in Florida, and I moved here a month before Hurricane Ian hit and destroyed a lot of this area, Fort Myers, and they're still recovering, Sanibel, you know, Captiva Island. Ron DeSantis, before he knew, because you can see a hurricane approaching, and even if it doesn't hit, you have to be ready in advance. Mm-hmm. He had power line, he had power trucks everywhere lined up, ready just in case.
Yep.
And then if it doesn't hit, then you're okay. But they had a chance to have fire trucks positioned all over the place so they can nip this in the bud.
Yeah.
And then blaming Trump for talking about the fish, he's conflating all these different things that have nothing to do with it. The Santa Ynez Reservoir was empty. And everybody knew it.
For a year. For a year. Not like a couple weeks, a couple days, for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Tony Bruno, thank you so much. Woo-hoo! As always, epic hour and 10 minutes from you. And we will chat again next week. Go Eagles.
I got to go get a shower now. I normally shower immediately following a strenuous regimen of barbells.
Can we keep the video rolling during your...
Yeah, during your shower.
Just kidding.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, sir.
That's on my OnlyFans. That's on my OnlyFans. That's, subscribe for that.
That's premium content.
On Twitter.
Yes. Sorry, you guys are living now.
That's on
premium
that's on Bruno Plus. All right, coming up next, today in music history, what's on tap for the Dawn Show, and also our fired Eagles fan consulting job dude who used the C word, lost his job. Wait till you hear what industry he consults for. You can't make it up. Back after this.
First, you got to hear this. You've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. I just love the work the Chapman family team has done in my home, the patio doors, everything. It's impeccable work for sure. And you know by now, if I needed windows, doors, siding, I would only trust the Chapman team. Until the end of January, you can receive 50% off any standard door installation when you buy a new door. So a new front entry door, oh my gosh, it's like a makeover for your entire home. Really changes the look of your home. Maybe you have an upcoming wedding or graduation, an event taking place this year. I'd take advantage of this fantastic promotion before it's too late. Who wouldn't want a gorgeous new door in all your photos? Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, they carry a range of these top brands that you can choose from, including Provia. That's what I have. They're going to work with you to pick the perfect door for you. Visit their showroom in Westchester. They're local, or they can come to your home. Whether you are somebody you know, you're looking for windows, doors, siding, shutters, all the hardware choices, just give them a call or you can text them. They're local. They're like-minded. 610-431-8898. You can take a virtual tour, chapmanwindowsdoors.com, chapmanwindowsdoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Today in music history in just a moment, as well as what's on tap for the Dawn Show. TMZ, though, reporting, and this is an update to the Eagles fan who was fired from his consulting job. We talked about it for dropping the C word on the female Packer supporter on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. He was actually fired from a DEI consulting job.
You cannot
make this stuff up, folks. So if we're going to use the word of the day, yep. So we have DEI jagoff
yep.
during the week, who becomes hypocrite fraud on the weekend, proving once again what a virtue signaling bogus grift it all is. DEI, more like D-I-E. This guy, stone loser fraud.
Good.
He deserved it.
F him.
I've updated my stance based on new information, which I always reserve the right to do. All right. Time for what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history.
January 15th, we celebrate the birthdays of Adam Jones from Tool, who's 60, Melvin Gale from ELO, who's 73, and Biff Byford from Saxon, who's now 74. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Ronnie Van Zant from Lynyrd Skynyrd. We also lost Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries on this day in 2018. Singles include I Can't Explain by The Who in the UK in 65, What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers in 79, and Proud Mary by CCR in 69. Albums include Night Shift by the Commodores in 85, Predator by Accept in 95, The Rolling Stones Number 2 by The Stones in 65, Back in the USA by MC5 in 70, and A Little Ain't Enough by David Lee Roth in 91. Also in 2016, 19 of David Bowie's albums entered the UK charts after his death. In 77, the Eagles were top the U.S. album chart with Hotel California. In 72, Black Dog by Led Zeppelin made its debut on the U.S. singles chart. In 61, the Supremes signed with Motown Records. In 67, the Stones were forced to change the lyrics to Let's Spend the Night Together to Let's Spend Some Time Together when appearing on The Ed Sullivan Show. In 2011, Scott Ian of Anthrax married Meatloaf's daughter. In 74, Happy Days premiered on ABC. And in 94, the Counting Crows were the musical guest on SNL. But lastly, on this date in 81, Stevie Wonder led a rally in D.C. to get Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday declared a national holiday and sang his new song, Happy Birthday. Well, because today, January 15th, is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. For Kale and Company.
Wow.
I'm Phil Omquist. There he is. Philip, great work as always. And he'll be signing autographs potentially on Monday, as yeah. we established yesterday.
That's right.
At the Knack. Right now, though, we find out what is on tap for the Dawn Show in just about 3 minutes.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. Demonstrations and protests planned either before or on Trump's inauguration. And so I'll detail that, especially in our area, Philadelphia, Montgomery County. We have some of that news. Obviously, the Senate confirmation hearings underway. You're not going to miss a thing with Pam Bondi and Senator Marco Rubio. You're not going to miss a thing with that. We do have Sean Parnell. He was there yesterday, our great military veteran, Pennsylvania guy. So Sean will check in this morning. And then later we will also have Dr. Marion E. Mass, local pediatrician and doctor. We have some important medical news and developments, especially in Bucks County. So we'll go through all of that. Wow, there's so much breaking right now. You're not going to miss a thing. Stay tuned.
All right, Dawn Show coming up next. Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday, and we will see you tomorrow morning on Thursday at 6 a.m.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.